Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Welcome on the Culture News. My name is David Cerebro, and I have the pleasure to have today on iHeartRadio the very, very talented artist. Her name is Sumi, ladies and gentlemen. It's S-U-M-M-Y. She's a fantastic, fantastic singer. She's also very, very beautiful. It doesn't hurt. And she has released a fantastic new single that is called Sus. Let me spell it for you. S-U-S. The song is available on Spotify and many other platforms. We're going to play very massively this song right after the interview. So please stay tuned. But without any further introduction, please meet the one and only, the wonderful, the beautiful, the gorgeous artist, Sumi. How are you today, Sumi?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm very happy to have you over the phone. I really appreciate that you're taking some time with us today. So, first of all, congratulations for your talent. Congrats, because I've been listening to a lot of things that you've done, a lot of stuff that you've been recording, and you are, let me tell you, a superstar, and I really, really love everything that you're doing, and it reassures me to find out that actually I am not the only one, because a lot of people do really love your music and love your talent. So, for the people who don't have the pleasure of knowing you, would you be so kind to tell us a little bit about yourself, like where are you from, and also what brought you to become a music artist?
I'm from Mesa, Arizona, but my entire family has just always been singers and actors, and we just always loved to be on stage. But actually, I'm the only one that didn't. I only started to like singing up until I was like 13. I wanted to be a neurosurgeon. I never wanted to do this, but there was actually one performance that I just absolutely fell in love with it, and I knew that's what I wanted to do for my life.
And we're very glad that you didn't become a neurosurgeon. and you know, in a way, your music is good for the brain. So in a way, you are, you know, you are still being a neurosurgeon because, you know, you're healing a lot of minds around. So your music is definitely wonderful. So who are your music influences? Who are the artists that made you become a singer and who influenced you on an everyday basis?
I would say Frank Ocean probably influences me a lot, as well as Lana Del Rey and Adele, just because they're all so vocally talented but connected to their music as well. Like, it's not just some music that some writer has just put out. Like, they actually connect to it, and you can hear it in their voice.
That's very beautiful. So now I understand where these beautiful musical influences are coming from. And on your new single, Sus, what was the process of it? Who wrote it? And how the production aspect came together?
Well, I actually wrote it with two other people. One of them is a producer, and one of them writes more. So they showed me a couple of scratch tracks that they liked, and I just picked out one of them, and we just started writing to it. I just told them, like, kind of what was going on in my life and, like, how I was just having a problem with this boy. And we just wrote this song that made me feel so much better about it, and I just wanted other girls to feel that way as well.
Well, whoever is that boy, I hope he got his lesson, because, you know, you definitely are a wonderful person, and you definitely deserve to have a great boy around who is loving you the same way that you love your audience. So what do you do when you are not doing music, or something is telling me that you have a very, very busy life?
Yeah, well, I do YouTube. I'm really into makeup and clothing and just basically, like, art all around. Just any kind of way I can, like, sort of, like, shape myself as an artist. I mean, I'm down for it.
Well, we really believe in that. And then one question is, so what is the next gig for you? Like, do you like to perform live? Did you start to perform live? Because before you started this new track, you did a lot of covers, right? Do you think that doing the covers are a good school for you before you start to do original stuff?
Yeah, I feel like it helped me a lot. I feel like it really developed my voice because I've just, like, tried to sing, like, every kind of music I can rather than just sticking to one genre. So I feel like it has made my voice develop a lot, yeah.
And since how long, when did you start singing, actually?
I've been singing ever since I was little. It's just never what I wanted to do.
So this is why maybe you approach it in a natural way, so that it is what it is today, you know, versus someone who's been singing constantly, but also maybe lost itself in the process, no?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And do you have, are you of that generation that is, so you're very active on social media, and I invite everybody to follow you on Instagram. Your Instagram is instagram.com/SummerFerguson. And also you are on Twitter, which is Summy Side Up, and also on Snapchat, Summer Ferguson. And I invite, of course, everybody around to go to follow you. Can you tell us the power of Instagram today and how important it is for music artists?
Absolutely. I mean, for everyone, it's super important. Commercials at this point are kind of like obsolete. Like everyone's just on their phone at all times, and that's kind of the way that you want to get your audience, you know, rather than like posting billboards. Like you would make probably more money paying someone to, you know, post about it online. Because it's going to be, like, embedded, like, in someone's feed, you know? So you're not going to see it, like, as, like, here. Like, they're throwing it in your face. Like, it's just on your Instagram feed.
That is so great. And do you believe that there is a local sound of music where are you from? Like, you're from Arizona, right?
Yeah, I'm from Mesa.
Oh, wow. Good for you. And is there, do you think, a very local scene and a local sound?
Yeah, I definitely don't think I really fit in there. But definitely Los Angeles is more the place for me. Everyone's definitely more accepting here and more accepting of, like, music and just, like, different ways of making a living.
And do you go there often?
Oh, I live here, yes.
Oh, so you live in L.A.?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you, good for you, good for you. So I wanted to ask you now, how would you describe your music, your new single, which we're going to play right after this interview? So really, guys, stick around to listen to Thus. Can you tell us, how would you define it? What would be the genre? Because it's pop, right? But there is also some electronic, a little bit touch, and it's some EDM touch there and there. I also hear, you know, a little bit of country music, very little there and there. So, but it's like very refreshing sound. So I would love to know, how do you describe it yourself?
I used to describe myself as pop alternative, but honestly, I don't really know, because whatever sounds good to me sounds good. Like, I'm not going to stick to one specific thing. I love, like, trying different stuff and just doing different things. But, yeah, I would say pop alternative is, like, the most accurate way.
So pop alternative, that is now.
Yeah.
So when, you know, there is that great cover that you did from Adele, When We Were Young, which got 2.12 million listeners on SoundCloud. That is really spectacular. Can you tell us, what do you think you, is there any way you can explain that success?
Actually, I have no idea. Like, that was the first cover that I had ever done, and I posted it, and I never really checked up on it, and then one day I just looked, and it had, like, 700,000, like, listens, and I was like, what the heck? And then, I mean, it just kind of went on from there.
Yeah, well, that definitely was a good call, because, you know, this song got you, I think, very installed in the scene. And then after you did another cover that is called Hands to Myself by Selena Gomez, also got massive views. And then after issues by Julia Michaels. And after you brought this great single called Sus, where the name comes from, Sus? What does it mean exactly?
Well, it's kind of like a millennial term. It's short for suspicious.
Okay, you have to help me with that because I'm totally lost in all the new millennial terms and all the new things. So
it's short for suspicious, so it means like shady.
okay, wonderful. So, and when do you use that word? Like, what is the context?
Like, I don't know if my boyfriend isn't texting me back. Like, my boyfriend's being sus. Like.
I see. Okay, so now I can tell that all the girlfriend I have dated, they are all sus.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
All of them are sus.
I understand a little bit better now. So what is the next track? Because you're working with, you have a beautiful team that is surrounding you, I must tell you. How did you arrive to work with this team?
I don't know. It kind of took a long time to kind of figure out who I was and, like, what my niche was, I guess. But I don't know, that's just kind of like how I love to dress, and it makes me feel happy to dress like that. So, I mean, I feel like it puts me in a better mood to like have my hair in like pigtails and it would be like all pink or something.
Well, let me tell you, you are a superstar, and all the people who are working with you are absolutely terrific, I must tell you. So now, what is next for you? What is the next gig? And please, you know, take your time to tell us all of that. What are your next things coming up? Do you have a new single that you're working on? Do you have any shows coming up?
Yeah, actually. I just filmed the music video for Sus a few weeks ago, so that will be released in a few weeks. And then I also have another song that I already recorded, and it's with the same people as Sus, and it's called Modern Art. So that will be released within, like, the next, like, few months. I know. I just want to put it all out there, but I obviously have to wait.
Oh, and we would definitely share the music video. And please get back to us once the music video is released. We can wait to see all your visuals because something is telling me that you are very also creative in terms of a visual. When people look at your Instagram account, we can tell all the color, and we can tell that you know about aesthetic. Is that something that you also want to incorporate in your music that is just, you know, an audio thing that you also want to bring strong and beautiful aesthetic in the visual?
Yes, absolutely. I feel like an aesthetic is very, like, a huge part to, like, who I am as a person and as an artist. So that's just a huge thing for me.
That's different. So what are your plans for the summer?
I mean, I guess just trying to boost myself more and make more music and just, you know, continue to figure out who I am. Maybe go on a few vacations. We'll see.
Yeah, no, definitely. And we hope that all the radios who are listening around to this show, they will also play this wonderful track called Sus, S-U-S, which can be heard on Spotify. Please feel free to share it. And also can be purchased. So please support this wonderful artist named Summy, S-U-M-M-Y. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is David Cerebro. I had the pleasure to have over the phone the very, very talented artist, Summy, S-U-M-M-Y. She has released this fantastic title, which we're going to be playing right now. So please stick around, called Sus, S-U-S, which means suspicious. And I just learned that. This is a millennial term. I've never heard about that. But now I know, thanks to our wonderful Summy. Summy, thank you so much for teaching me that. Now I'm going to use that word everywhere. You know, even when I'm going to go do all the food, that is very sus that you didn't bring the food yet. I'm going to use it, I can guarantee you. We say hello to all your wonderful team. But now without any further introduction, listen to the wonderful title called Sus, by Sami. Thank you so very much.
Caught me in the hotel lobby. Spoken by the pool, you saw me. Talking to the dude with the neck tattoos from the party. I hate the jealous side of you. You know I never lie to you. Act like you want me. Permission slip to see my homies. I don't mean to hurt you, darling. But I hate the jealous side of you. You know I never lie to you. Bad boys treat me royal, but I stay loyal. Yeah, I stay loyal to you. And you stay stressing, always second guessing. Checking in at 3 a.m. cause you worrying that I'm cheating on you. Shit talk on you. Dinner with a dude by the water, young enough to be his daughter. Not saying that it's true, but do you ever wonder about the unknown number that pops up when I'm twisting the covers? And you know it's nothing, but I would be suspicious of me too. Dancing on that one chick, but I ain't gon' start some dumb shit. Yeah, you'd get faded to forget it if I had done the same to you. I hate the jealous side of you. Bad boys treat me royal, but I stay loyal. Yeah, I stay loyal to you. And you stay stressing, always second guessing, checking in. I'm cheating on ya, shit talk on ya. Dinner with a dude by the water, young enough to be his daughter. Not saying that it's true, but do you ever wonder about the unknown number that pops up when we're twisting the covers? And you know it's nothing, but I would be suspicious of me too. Checking in with